Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. William Wilson, Willillam, Wilson. Date of birth is 4/27/1976. Date of accident is 5/19/2022. Date of visit is 10/6/2022. Mr. William Wilson is presenting here for for the various symptoms as a result of an automobile accident that occurred on 5/19/2022. Currently, he reports that he has no pain in the neck and the upper back and middle back or lower back. Pain is resolved except for the left shoulder, which is painful. 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees. He is now undergoing surgery with Dr. Gary Gilliard, who is the orthopedic surgeon, next week. Pain level is 10, and ADLs that are affected are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient reports no relief in the pain at all due to this accident, and he is considered to be a candidate for surgery. In the ADLs, patient reports general activity, mood, work, and sleep are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And the enjoyment of life is affected 7. The system review, patient reports that in neurology and psych, he is suffering from headaches that are ongoing to the tune of 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Associated with weakness, tension, difficulty sleeping, poor performance, but however, there are no vision disturbances, double vision, blackouts, seizures, fainting spells, confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, loss of memory, none of them. Also, there is no anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has reported stiffness in the left shoulder and some stiffness in the neck and the lower back, and pain in the lower back, neck, shoulder pain on the left side, and middle and upper back pain, but they are improving. In the GI, patient reports diarrhea, denies any nausea, vomiting, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a chest pain. Patient denies any asthma, trouble breathing, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that he is in a lot of pain because of the shoulder issues, and the pain has worsened. However, there is no relevant medical history, surgical history, or any hospitalization last 30 days. And no weight loss or other trauma are reported. And no new motor vehicle or accident. Medications are Norco 10 over 325, 30 tablets for pain, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is the patient is fully compliant for the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 139 over 101, pulse is 68, and pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exams will be from previous visit, which is 9/13/2022. Dictation number is 0918-028. Along with diagnosis, plan is as follows. After reviewing the maps and previous laboratories, patient is provided the following treatment. He is provided with Norco 10 over 325 week, once a day, PRN basis for pain relief. And also lidocaine patch 5% daily is provided for pain relief. In addition, patient will continue with the naproxen, melatonin, Elavil, and he was also given an injection on left shoulder, intra-articular, as well as AC joint that helped him quite a bit. He's also being provided with a lumbar spine injections, LESI, for further relief. The patient is quite cooperative and compliant. The MRI that were done prior to coming here are as follows. The patient has a MRI at Providence Hospital, and there is a finding of full thickness tear of the entire distal supraspinatus and anterior infraspinatus tendon, severe tendinosis of the remaining tendon. Small to moderate size effusions are present. In the neck, patient has a left foraminous protrusion type disc herniation at C3-4 causing mild left neural foraminous stenosis. At C4-5 posterior protrusion type of the disc herniation with bilateral facet joint arthropathy. In C5 and 6, there is a posterior disc herniation with bilateral facet joint arthropathy and spinal canal stenosis. C6-7, there is a posterior protrusion type herniation with bilateral facet joint arthropathy. patient has been advised about all the options about the treatment, and has been advised to try home traction and therapy traction, as well as trying a chiropractic treatment. In the MRI of the lumbar spine, there is a bulging disc indenting the ventral thecal sac and bilateral facet joint arthropathy and ligament of flavum thickening at L4, L5. And L5-S1, there is a bulging disc indenting the ventral thecal sac. The patient understands all the options. He's been advised that lumbar epidural steroid injection 4 to 6 should bring all the relief necessary. And if not, then further treatment will be needed towards the facet joint injection as well as to the sacroiliac joint injection that could also be possibly be part of the pain syndrome. At this time, patient is stable. He'll continue all his medication, meloxicam, tizanidine, gabapentin, Acefax, Ambien 5 milligrams for sleep, and he'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.